Gia Lai News, Gia Lai with News Update broadcast on FM Radio from Quy Nhơn. Gia Lai News, Gia Lai with News Update broadcast on FM Radio from Quy Nhơn. Good evening and welcome to Gia Lai News.
On the morning of July the 29th, the Gia Lai Provincial People's Committee held an in-person and online conference to assign 2025 socio-economic development targets and key tasks to 77 newly established communes and wards in the Western Region. Attending and chairing the conference were Mr. Ho Quốc-Dũng, Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee, Mr. Phạm Anh Tuấn, Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee, Mr. Châu Ngọc Tuấn, Head of the Provincial National Assembly Delegation, along with Provincial Vice Chairman. The event was connected to departments and 135 communes and wards across the province. In the first half of 2025, Gia Lai recorded the GDP growth of 7.5%, with state budget revenue reaching over 13.656 trillion Vietnam Dong, 57.2% of the annual estimate. Public investment disbursement outpaced the national average, while key projects progressed on schedule and major bottlenecks were effectively resolved. The province targets 8% GDP growth for the full year. For the first time, the 77 Western communes and wards were assigned 24 core socio-economic indicators and two groups of key tasks, both general and sector-specific. This allocation reflects consistent planning from provincial to grassroots levels, holds leaders accountable, and serves as a basis for performance evaluation. Provincial leaders urge all levels, especially local ones, to focus on priorities, overcome challenges, act creatively, and implement tasks with urgency and determination. Discuss action, not retreat, to achieve set goals.
On the afternoon of July the 20th, senior leaders of Gia Lai Province, including Ho Quốc-Dũng, member of the Party Central Committee, and Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee Phạm Anh Tuấn, Deputy Secretary and Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee, and Châu Ngọc Tuấn, Deputy Secretary and Head of the Provincial National Assembly Delegation, jointly chaired a meeting to hear reports from departments of finance and relevant departments, agencies, and localities on urgent storm projects in the western region of the province. The hybrid meeting was held in person at the Provincial People's Committee headquarters in Pleiku Ward and connected online with the committee's office in Quy Nhơn Ward. According to the report, from 2006 to the end of June 2025, Western Gia Lai attracted 474 projects with total registered capital exceeding 123.5 trillion VND. These include major investment in energy, industrial processing, agriculture, industrial park infrastructure, and real estate. Nearly 300 projects have been completed and are now operational. To address existing obstacles and accelerate implementation, the Department of Finance proposed that the provincial government engage directly with the Vietnam Rubber Group to resolve land recovery and lease issues in areas currently managed by the company. It also called on departments and localities to actively support investors in handling procedures related to land, environment, and fire prevention. Projects that remain stagnant will be reviewed and, where necessary, proposed for termination in accordance with the law. Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee Phạm Anh Tuấn noted that most long-standing investment issues involving major projects have now been resolved. For public investment projects facing site clearance delays, he urged localities to act flexibly and promptly while ensuring all legal procedures are in order. Disbursement of public investment capital remains a top priority under close direction from provincial leadership. Concluding the meeting, Party Secretary Ho Kuk-yong stressed that Yalai must not allow its growth rate to fall below the national average. To meet this goal, he emphasized the need to accelerate public investment disbursement and remove obstacles for non-budget funded projects. He instructed localities to review and allocate resources to truly urgent projects while temporarily suspending less essential ones. The province will also develop a land clearance and compensation policy that balances the interests of the state, businesses, and residents. Officials were tasked with urgently reviewing available land and surplus assets for auction, expediting planning processes, and ensuring cost-effective yet efficient implementation.
On the afternoon of July the 28th, during working trip to Yalai, Major General Trần Quang Tuấn, Commander of Coast Guard Region 2, visited and extended congratulations to the Yalai Provincial Military Command following its recent merger. During the meeting, Major General Trần Quang Tuấn congratulated the Party Committee and the Provincial Military Command for successfully stabilizing the organization, maintaining unity and leadership principles, and successfully organizing the first Party Congress of the Provincial Military Process for the 2025-2030 term. He regarded this as an important milestone reflecting a spirit of innovation and adaptability to the new organizational and staffing model as directed by the Central Military Commission and the Ministry of National Defense. The commander of Coast Guard Region 2 also highly appreciated the coordination between the Provincial Military Command and regional units, especially in protecting sovereignty, maritime and island security, combating crime, and maintaining security in the Coast Guard areas of the Central Highlands and Central Vietnam. On behalf of the units, Colonel Nguyen Thế Vinh, Commander of the Yalai Provincial Military Command, expressed gratitude for the attention and support from the leadership of Coast Guard Region 2, affirming their commitment to further enhance coordination, information exchange, and the combined strength to successfully fulfill assigned missions.
To meet the growing travel demand between Yalai and Bình Định provinces following the recent administrative merger and in light of the long-term timeline for Quy Nhơn-Pleiku Expressway, the Yalai Department of Construction is developing a proposal to launch a new intercity bus route connecting the two localities. According to the department, while construction of the Quy Nhơn-Pleiku Expressway is underway, the route is not expected to be operational before 2029. In the meantime, the proposed bus line would boost trade and passenger transport between the Central Highlands and the coast, primarily along National Highway 19. Data from the department shows that around 370 people travel quickly from Pleiku to work in Quy Nhơn and return on weekends. This further underscores the urgent need for a dedicated bus service. The new route will connect the administrative center in Quy Nhơn with Pleiku and surrounding areas, with fares subsidized provided by the state budget.
At the 2025 Global Stroke Alliance Conference held in Hanoi, the World Stroke Organization awarded stroke care quality certifications to hospitals across Southeast Asia. Yalai General Hospital was honored to receive the Platinum Certification, one of the organization's three prestigious levels, Gold, Platinum, and Diamond. The certification is based on strict criteria evaluating emergency stroke response capacity, including response time, vascular recanalization techniques, medical expertise, and standardized treatment protocols. This marks the first time Yalai General Hospital has achieved the international platinum standard for stroke treatment, an important milestone in professional advancement. It also serves as a motivation to improve treatment quality, offering patients better chances of survival and recovery. And that's the end of the news today. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.